Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
We are all regrouping and continuing to gather as much information as possible as we follow Tiger Woods being a part of a car accident today. We are here with you through this all. Chinay Angola Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chinay Ogwumike and Mike Golick Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, we will be going live to the LA County Sheriff's Department any second now to get more information. But first, here is the information and context you need to know. As you heard from the Sports Center update by our own Christine Lisi, Tiger Woods was involved in a serious car accident this morning in Southern California, according to the LA County Sheriff's Department, an incident in which Tiger Woods has reportedly incurred multiple leg injuries, according to his agent, Mark Steinberg, who also stated that he is currently in surgery for the injuries he sustained. And for more information on all of this, we head straight right now live to the LA County Sheriff's Department for the information regarding Tiger Woods and the crash today.
Now I would like to introduce the Sheriff of Los Angeles County, Alex Villanueva.
Thank you, Captain Mendoza. Today at 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision in Hawthorne Boulevard, north of Palos Verdes Drive. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods, and deputies. At the time, they did not see any evidence of impairment, anything that of concern. Obviously, the life-saving measures that had to be taken for the occupant of the vehicle, and Chief Osby will speak to that regard. And it was a solo vehicle. Unfortunately, during the course of the investigation of this, there was another traffic collision that happened with people being looky loose. But that, thankfully, there was no injuries associated with that. The vehicle traveled several hundred feet from the center divider at the intersection and rested on the west side of the road in the brush, sustained major damage to the vehicle. You've seen all the images of that. And with that, our Lomita Sheriff Station will be conducting the traffic investigation, and it'll take from days to several weeks to get the whole thing together. Once the investigation is completed, we will provide a detailed report. It'll be available, you know, based on Public Record Act request, and we will not discuss it any further after that point. But at this point, I want to introduce Chief Darrell Osby, LA County Fire Department.
Good afternoon. I'm Fire Chief Darrell Osby of the Los Angeles County Fire Department. At approximately 7:22 this morning, resources from Los Angeles County Fire Station 106 received a report of a solo vehicle accident at the intersection of Hawthorne Boulevard and Palos Verdes Drive North in Rolling Hills Estates. Upon arrival of the scene of the incident with sheriffs unseen, resources and personnel from the Los Angeles County Fire Department observed a single rollover vehicle incident with one person trapped. The person trapped was extricated by the Los Angeles County Fire Department personnel. Earlier, it was stated that the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped. It was later determined by our personnel that a Halligan tube, which is used for prying, and an axe was also used to pry the person free from the vehicle. The person was packaged at the incident in stable condition with serious injuries, and because of the fact that they needed to be extricated, they were transported to Harbor UCLA Hospital because of the extrication, and Harbor Hospital is also a trauma center. As indicated earlier, there's also a second vehicle accident with no injuries. Thank you.
And the vehicle involved is a 2021 Genesis. It's a mid-size SUV. Para Española, a las 7:12 de la mañana en la calle Hawthorne, rumbo al norte, por la intersección de Palos Verdes Drive, hubo un accidente automovilístico de un solo vehículo donde el vehículo volcó varias veces y cayó a las orillas del lado oeste de esa intersección. Y el ocupante era el golfista Tiger Woods y fue extra removido del vehículo y entonces fue transportado por los bomberos al Hospital General en Harbor. Y eso es lo que tenemos en español. No hay evidencia que hubo algún impedimento o embriaguez de alguna forma, y la investigación se va a ser hecho por aquí por los detectives que investigan los accidentes de tráfico.
Chinay Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. and Chinay Igumike. Again, that was the live press conference from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff's Office out there updating us on some of the facts. And Chinay, based on some of the things that have been reported this morning, and we'll take you back out there as anyone else steps to the podium if there's other information that starts to become pertinent. But what we heard there, Tiger Woods, the person involved in that accident, extricated by the Los Angeles County Fire Department there, and the initial reports had said jaws of life on that, but they made it clear in this that updated reporting had said a halogen tube and axe were used, not the jaws of life here, so hand tools to get the passenger, Tiger Woods in this instance, out of the car. Again, a one-car accident involving Tiger Woods in that 2021 Genesis there. So getting some updates, a lot of what we heard, though, Chinay, factually correct at this point, not a ton of new information there relative to Tiger in this situation.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that you said it just there. Like, a lot of the information from the LA County Sheriff's Department was confirming the facts that had been reported by many on our network here, and one of them just being, you know, confirming that he had the car, you know, the same car that people were saying in the images that we've been showing all over ESPN Plus, and that it was Tiger Woods involved. Now, I do like the distinction that you brought up, for the point being that the jaws of life did, probably hearing that and making sure we gather the right information, did create, you know, a little bit more of a sense of, I guess you can say, panic within our spirits, because we know that that probably those situations, you know, are brought out when it's very, very dire situations, especially when it comes to accidents or just, you know, any type of instance that requires those types of things.
Yeah, for anyone, that's unfamiliar, the jaws of life, I know we've used that term pretty regular today, as a hydraulic rescue tool. So it's designed for pretty severe accidents here. And we're getting ready to actually head back out to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department for more information at their press conference now.
We're not used to extricate Tiger Woods. We use a halogen tool, which is a tool used for prying, and we also used an axe to pry him from the vehicle. He was taken from the vehicle with a collar and backboard for spinal precautions. He was had the proper splints. Because of the nature of the incident being a solar vehicle rollover and the fact that it required an extrication that met trauma center criteria, the nearest trauma center to the area is Harbor UCLA Hospital, where he was transported in serious but stable condition.
Which leg?
That I do not know. It was my understanding that he had serious injuries to both legs.
Both legs.
Chief, this was his decision to go to Harbor UCLA, or you took him to the closest emergency room. Given his condition at the time, was it that severe? That's what you had to do.
The determination of where to be transported was made by the paramedics and the captain unseen. The reason that Tiger Woods was transported to Harbor UCLA Hospital is because it's a trauma center criteria. Because of the nature of the incident, it was a solo roller vehicle and the damage to the vehicle, and then it also required him to be extricated. That's one of the criteria that meets trauma center criteria. Therefore, he was transported to the nearest trauma center, which is Harbor UCLA Hospital.
Was he airlifted, and can you tell us if he had injuries anywhere other than his legs, and were any of those injuries critical?
It was my understanding he was not airlifted. There were no other endangering injuries to my knowledge.
Sheriff, in a way, a question, if you would. I know it's a little early. The investigators haven't done all their stuff on that, but any indication of the speed at the time that the vehicle lost control over the center of the violence? All the reporters here have talked to Dave and saying you're going down that hill, you take your foot off the brakes, you're at 50 plus before you know it. Any indication how fast that vehicle may have been going at the time it flipped?
Well, at the time it crossed the center divider to the point that it rested was several hundred feet away. So obviously that indicates they were going at a relatively a greater speed than normal. However, because it is downhill, it slopes, and it also it curves, that area has a high frequency of accidents. It's not uncommon.
Any skid marks or anything indicating that he tried to brake or stop?
No skid marks, no braking. So apparently the first contact was with the center median, and from there then cross into the opposing lane of traffic, hit the curb, hit a tree, and there was several rollovers during that process.
They haven't given you any kind of a preliminary indication in excess of 45 miles an hour.
That they're going to have to figure that one out. That's why the traffic investigators make the big bucks that they make.
Sheriff, what can you tell us about his condition now? Are you still in touch with Mr. Wittenstein?
We've reached out. We've been in touch with his manager, and they don't want to release anything on his condition right now.
We hear that he's out of surgery and perhaps been moved to his own room, Sheriff.
All we know that a serious condition as a result of the accident, and that's about all they want to say.
Chenan Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Again, that was live from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department giving their press conference after the one vehicle crash involving Tiger Woods earlier today. We will have sound from that press conference, again, recapping the pertinent information that we learned. Tiger Woods right now in surgery. Again, the injury is considered non-life-threatening. We'll get you plenty more on this coming up next. Chenan Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chenan and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chenan and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chenan Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. And we are here with you as we get more information now straight off the heels of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department press conference after Tiger Woods was in a car accident in LA County today and is currently hospitalized with serious injuries, but as reported, what seemed to be non-life-threatening injuries to his lower extremities. A number have reported again that those lower extremities seem to be both legs. And L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva a few minutes ago led such press conference, and here was his report with the latest on Tiger Woods.
Today at 7:12 in the morning, Lomita Sheriff Station received a call of a solo vehicle collision, Hawthorne Boulevard, north of Palos Verdes Drive. We arrived on scene at 7:18 a.m. and discovered the solo vehicle collision, and the sole occupant was, again, Tiger Woods. Deputies at the time, they did not see any evidence of impairment, anything that of concern. Obviously, the life-saving measures that had to be taken for the occupant of the vehicle, and the vehicle traveled several hundred feet from the center divider at the intersection and rested on the west side of the road in the brush, sustained major damage to the vehicle. You've seen all the images of that. With that, our Lomita Sheriff Station will be conducting the traffic investigation. And it'll take from days to several weeks to get the whole thing together. Once the investigation is completed, we will provide a detailed report. It'll be available, you know, based on Public Record Act request, and we will not discuss it any further after that point.
And so that is the update from the L.A. County Sheriff's Office about the crash involving Tiger Woods. And for more information on this, we go to the Goodyear Hotline now, where we're joined by ESPN SportsCenter host Matt Berry, who anchored SportsCenter for about the first 90 minutes of the coverage of this accident and the things that we've seen happen since then. Matt, we appreciate the time. Can you take us through that? You guys got to talk through a lot of big names in golf, Andy North, Curtis Strange. What was the sentiment from the world of golf reacting to this accident?
Yeah, guys, I think it was just shock and sadness that someone who in our lifetimes, in our sport and in golf had been through so much professionally and personally to get himself back to the point where he was competitive again, and then to have this latest setback with the fifth back surgery, and then to have this on his way to a promotional TV shoot. You know, he's someone that's been through a lot in his life, and I don't think any of us thought that we'd be doing wall-to-wall breaking news coverage of another Tiger Woods incident, and we had that today. And it's just, you know, now you think about, I don't care about the golf anymore. Now you think about the person, and now you think about his beautiful kids who had just in 2019 got a real glimpse of who daddy is when he won the Masters. And now certainly everybody in his family is worried about Tiger, the dad and the person.
Matt Barry, Sports Center anchor, and also another lead talent here at ESPN on all of our golf coverage, joining us here on Chenea and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And Matt, for you personally, I know you had a job to do, and we're very appreciative of you spending your time when I know it's been an emotional roller coaster having to go on the platform and have a lot of conversations. Did you take anything away from anyone that you talked to today that sort of brought a little bit of key insight or even just personal anecdote about what they're experiencing?
Yeah, you know what it is today? You know, I brought this up during the coverage, and when you're doing breaking news, I had already left the network, and I was back in the town where I live, and got a call to come back, and so we had then started to put the pieces together to start getting on TV, and in those situations, you get on the set, they throw on the camera, and you go, and they get in your ear and tell you what guest is next. And what I learned today about the stories with Tiger is that those of us who have covered him, we all have started to think the same thing about him, how it is so cool. I'm not going to talk past tense. That was a big thing in our coverage today. These aren't life-threatening injuries. We're not talking past tense Tiger. But I did find it remarkable how all of the people that I interviewed, everyone that we talked to, were just so had come to peace with the fact that Tiger as a person has just evolved into someone much different than we saw a decade ago. And how that's what struck so many people about this, is how close he is with his kids and how important being a father is to him. And just how everything that he's been through, to have to go through this and to go through this when he's already been through so much and put his life back together. I think to a person, every golf person that I talked to, all said the same thing. And the other thing that I brought up today, and I was trying to be very sensitive about it because it's obviously it's similar but different. I think we all, if we're being honest with ourselves, we're having Kobe flashbacks because it's in the same area. It was more helicopter footage of a accident scene with a world-class transcendent athlete. And we lost Kobe way too young. We know Tiger's injuries aren't life-threatening, which is if there is a positive in this, it's that. But there, when you're getting into the coverage right out of the gate, there is so much to weave your way through. I think at first we were all a little scared that it could have been one of those other situations, and I think now we're all thankful that it's not.
I think there is a tremendous amount of relief, and you saw, if you're watching on ESPN Plus, the outpouring of support from his fellow golfers, his peers, other athletes, as everyone, I think, experiences that same moment you talked about, Matt, where you breathe a sigh of relief when you hear non-life-threatening, and we can continue to talk about Tiger Woods in the present tense, as you so eloquently put it. Matt, we appreciate you stopping by, giving us some time. We know it's been a hectic day, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks,
under
Matt.
A lot better circumstances.
Let me tell you something. For a guy that I call ESPN's Thursday Night College Football, and for my favorite NBA analyst who always makes time for me on SportsCenter, you know I'm going to make time for you guys. So thanks for having me.
One of the best in the business. We love you, brother. Again, the great Matt Barry with us. I did get to spend every Thursday night with him during college football season. And you talk about Chenea, a guy who cares about the sport of golf as much as Matt Barry does, as much as Michael Eaves does, as much as Michael Collins does, who joined us today, and hearing them all have to process this. It's the difficult time, but he mentioned that relief when you hear non-life-threatening and that assurance of what he talked about, and you marked it up before. It's hard to ignore the feeling that we all felt originally that was very reminiscent of the unfortunate tragedy with Kobe Bryant a little over a year ago.
Yeah, and I do think for all of us, going through the news, the stages of news, was post-traumatic stress in some form or fashion. And especially for those like Matt that have been a part of the coverage and Michael Eaves and Michael Collins that have been able to actually rub elbows with what people consider living legends. I know it's been a long day, and I'm relieved that it's non-life-threatening. And again, we are here for his family and his friends, and obviously, you know, a full life ahead.
Absolutely, and that's the focus where I think this needs to stay. Now, coming up next, though, we took you to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department press conference before to get information. We will head back to Los Angeles with our ESPN reporter, Shelley Smith, to get more information and an update on the situation surrounding Tiger's crash, and we'll do that next. Chenea and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming on ESPN+.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
As the day goes on, there has been an outpouring of love, support, healing energy for Tiger Woods and his recovery. It is Janae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogunmakeha and Mike Golic Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, I'm speaking of Justin Thomas, Alex Rodriguez, Magic Johnson, and many more from the world of sport who are showing Tiger Woods prayers and positive energy and emotion. If you're watching on ESPN Plus from time to time, you'll see those tweets. Now, again, Tiger Woods was in a car accident in LA County today and is currently hospitalized with serious injuries, but as reported, what seemed to be non-life-threatening injuries to his lower extremities. Now, there was a very, very important distinction made at the LA County press conference about the initial reports about the severity of Tiger Woods' recovery and extrication from the scene. Now, Daryl Osby, LA County Fire Department chief at the conference just a few minutes ago, clarified that the jaws of life, which are the hydraulic rescue tools that are used, you know, especially in emergency situations to rescue personnel, that the jaws of life were not used initially as reported.
Earlier, it was stated that the jaws of life was utilized to extricate the person trapped. It was later determined by our personnel that a Halligan tube, which is used for prying, and an axe was also used to pry the person free from the vehicle. The patient was packaged at the incident in stable condition with serious injuries, and because of the fact that they needed to be extricated, they were transported to Harbor UCLA Hospital.
And an important clarification on some reporting we had heard earlier. Again, this information is being updated as much and as rapidly as we can get it. And for more on that information, we go live now to the Goodyear Hotline, where we're joined by Shelley Smith, our ESPN reporter, who is coming to us from near the crash site. Shelley, we appreciate you taking some time for us. What is the latest that you've heard information-wise surrounding Tiger Woods in this crash?
Well, we've heard now that he has been transported to UCLA in Westwood, which is a good sign because you cannot be transported unless you are in stable condition. So we believe that is true. We have no reason to not believe it. And so that we heard that. But we also know that he was headed to the Rolling Hills Country Club from Terranea. I don't know if you guys have been out here to Palos Verdes, but Terranea is this gorgeous country club where they were staying. They were in this golf event, and I don't want to say he was playing because he wasn't, like, hitting him off the tee, you know, 100 miles an hour. But he was involved in this golf event. He was with Jada Pinkett Smith yesterday, and he was with Drew Brees and Justin Herbert today. They were waiting for him. His call time for photo shoots was at 8 o'clock, and he's always early, and he didn't come, and he didn't come, and they didn't know what to think, and they started calling his phone, and he didn't answer. And then all of a sudden, somebody on Twitter posted that there had been a horrible accident on Hawthorne Boulevard, which is where I am right now. And he then they saw the pictures come up on the TV screens. And we all hustled over here. I live about 15 minutes from here in the Cheapside. But we saw his car being removed just about a half an hour ago. And we are all hoping that he will be okay. His agent was at the airport scheduled to fly out, and he turned around and came back and went to the hospital, Harbor UCLA, which is not far from here at all. It's one of the best trauma hospitals in the city. But now he's in Westwood, at UCLA in Westwood.
Shelley Smith, ESPN reporter, here with us on Janae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And Shelley, I always cross paths with you in Los Angeles especially. And if I'm correct, the last time we did see each other was a little over a year ago on another scary day.
It was.
And
it was a horrible day. And it reminded me of that day, you know. I wake up and I look on the TV and I see Tiger Woods in a car crash, and then you see the site and you see the car and you go, oh my God, it's Kobe all over again. You know, and I don't mean to equate the death that happened on Kobe's helicopter accident with Tiger, but it's just that fear of somebody you know and care about and know, not like a friend, but know publicly. And it really did feel like that. And now with the helicopters still buzzing overhead and the ambulance is going by and the police cars and the roads shut down, it really does feel like that.
And I really hope you are good. And thank you for your strength during this time. I know it's an emotional time to work and also have to deal with that Yes, I know. And you're my kin sister through that last experience. But do you have any additional information on that stretch of road, which many have reported have been that site is just a little challenging and is a dangerous area?
Well, it can be, but not necessarily. I mean, 7 o'clock in the morning, the light's not bad. There's just no traffic. There is an inclination to speed because the stretch that we're on right now is going downhill. And so you just don't know. And I don't know if he was running late. I don't think he was running late because he's never late. And, you know, even the people who were waiting on him were, like, surprised that he was late. So everybody's just sort of in shock and trying to figure out what was going on and what's going to happen now. And I think we'll be doing live shots from here for a while, but until we find out exactly what Tiger was doing and where he was. We know where he's going, but we don't know if he was in a hurry, if he was, you know, if he skidded. We don't know if he hit something. We don't know.
And so as we wait to find out that information, we will be in touch and we will continue to reach out to great reporters of ours like Shelley Smith. Shelley, we appreciate the time insight on this.
Thanks, Tanae.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks so much.
Shelley Smith, our ESPN reporter, again, coming to us from right near the crash site, giving us an update on all of this information. Again, Tiger Woods hospitalized with injuries after that single car crash in Los Angeles. But, Janae, as we have talked to more and more of our reporters, as we have talked to more and more people around this, it seems like the news continues to trend, as Shelley brought up there, with him being transported in a positive direction based on what we can gather so far.
Yes, because as she said, being able to be transported means that you're in stable condition, which is, you know, again, another good news on a day that did frighten a lot of us.
Absolutely. And so as we continue to look for positive news about Tiger Woods' condition, again, being transported after surgery this morning on what we heard reportedly, two broken legs. We don't know the extent of which those legs were injured, but we know that as part of the crash. And again, we've heard from the LA County Sheriff's Department on this, the LA County Fire Department, and plenty of our reporters trying to piece together all the information we possibly can about this situation. And we will keep doing that next. More in the latest from Tiger Woods' car crash and the information that follows. That's next. Janae Engel Jr. here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Janae Engel Jr., the podcast.
Janae Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogwumike and Mike Golick Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Again, the news of the day, unfortunately, Tiger Woods was in a car accident in LA County today and is currently hospitalized with serious injuries to his lower extremities. But as you said, Junior, just a few minutes ago, we hold on to the positive news and that perspective that really matters most, one in which, as reported a number of times, non-life-threatening injuries, and also as Shelley Smith, our own ESPN reporter, who just shared, he has been transported to UCLA in Westwood, the medical facility there, which only happens when you are in stable condition. So again, that's the positive news that we really hold on to here on Janae Golick Jr. And we've had many voices in the world today, world of sports, world of golf, really share their insight and perspective to this day. And it's fitting on this, you know, final note for us here on Janae and Golick Jr., Janae and Mike, we are grateful to share some time with Wright Thompson, who has profiled Tiger Woods and knows him personally and has unique context and perspective that we really lean into on a day like today more than others. And so again, Wright, thank you for joining us. And we talk about the positive news that matters most right now. What are your thoughts on the situation that has evolved regarding Tiger Woods today?
I'm just happy he seems to be, I mean, okay is a relative term. You know, I don't know if he's okay for an athlete, but he's okay for a human being, it sounds like. And that's just really relieving. I mean, you know, I got a call this morning, and I was very, very worried that, you know, that this day was going to end differently. So I'm just very relieved. And, you know, I know his family's very happy, and this could have, I mean, I saw that car. I mean, I know you guys did too. And that car did not look good. So I think everybody's relieved.
And talking to Wright Thompson, our ESPN senior writer, again, wrote a great profile about Tiger Woods. And you're right. Relief is definitely the sentiment here, right? And We played some sound earlier from you on SportsCenter talking about Tiger Woods, like you said, the person that we all come back to in this spot, and how he's at times been a difficult person for people on the outside to get to know. And I'm wondering if, for you, seeing the way he's been around his son recently, embracing life as a father, if you thought maybe any of that had changed based on what you had known when you'd talked to him, when you'd profiled him, and what you'd seen since.
You know, I think you catch glimpses of celebrities' lives, and it's hard to know sort of what exists in the white space between those glimpses. I think that Tiger has been a loving father and from the very first moment those kids were born. I don't really think that's an evolution. I just think that sometimes you catch glimpses of things and sometimes you don't. The absence of seeing something doesn't mean that it's not happening in private. I mean, the people who know Tiger best say that he is, it is very important to him that his weird celebrity not be part of his children's lives. And so, I think he's utterly dedicated to those kids. I'm sure like you, I watched the 2019 Masters and was really emotional, and that surprised me. So I think a lot of people are, happy that he has sort of found this moment that he's in and hopes that he's okay.
Wright Thompson, senior writer for us here at ESPN, here with us on Chenan Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And we mentioned earlier, we've been showing people on ESPN Plus the number of voices, just outside of golf, even just the world period, whether it's Justin Thomas, Alex Rodriguez, Magic Johnson, a lot of leading voices showing support for Tiger right now. What have you taken away from today as what we've all sort of seen and heard in the outpouring of love?
Well, I think it's something that we all knew. It's nice to be reminded of it, but that, Tiger Woods is in very rare air in terms of athletes. It's pretty funny. Tiger Woods is, in the conversation with Michael Jordan or with LeBron James or Derek Jeter. He's one of those guys. And, it's always interesting to be reminded of that. How old is Tiger? 45 now? I'm doing math in my head, which is never good.
You're right.
Yeah, it's like, by the way, my poor high school math teachers, if Miss Weathersby's listening, I'm so sorry.
You nailed it.
She's a big sports fan. She really might be listening, and I'm really sorry. I'm embarrassing you on national radio. But, I think he's not 21 anymore, but it is interesting to see that the things he has done as a young man and that he continues to do still resonate deeply with people. He's Tiger Woods. I know that sounds dumb, but you would feel differently about meeting Tiger Woods than you would say Dwayne Wade. I don't know why. Dwayne's name is in my mind because of that video that was on his Instagram. But if Dwayne Wade walks in a room, you keep eating your steak. If Tiger Woods walks in a room, you start rubbernecking.
It is
and,
the truth.
It's just true. There are a few guys in the world who are really famous. I've always thought it was funny sometimes you talk to athletes and you're like, the fame. And you're like, man, no one knows who you are. And, it's very interesting because there are a few guys who are genuinely globally famous. And he's certainly one of them. And so the reaction you're seeing is sort of proportional, it feels like.
Absolutely. You're right. He breaks out of that mold of sports, that area that feels big to all of us. But you're right. The outside world views a lot differently with very notable exceptions like Tiger Woods. Right. We appreciate the time and the look under the hood here
Thank
with
you,
a guy
right.
in Tiger Woods that does have that level of reach. We appreciate the time. Thank you for this. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Man, anytime. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. And I'm sure his math teacher is very proud because I believe he did get that number right. So
yes,
we're making math teachers happy around here as we go along. It's Chinay and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And it's the end of the day here brought to you by Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit to hire great people fast. And what he brought up there, I think, is an appropriate note to end on is as we sit here now and kind of all collect our thoughts, and we don't have to do it in a way that's past tense. We do it in a way that looks forward because we are hearing good news. He is being transported. He appears to be in stable condition. He being Tiger Woods, the source and the center of this accident. But the person involved that we all think we're getting to know and the one we think we know because we've experienced so much of his life, Chinay, is still different from the person that is going to be known by his kids, by his loved ones. And that's probably the way it should be. There should be allowed some separation. And hopefully the joy that he experiences in that portion of his life is the thing that saved here, is the thing that gets protected going forward, athletic career be damned.
Absolutely. And I think that this and Wright was just so great in highlighting the fact that we were only exposed to certain aspects of Tiger that he wanted us to, especially as of late. And now being, you know, a part of the narrative, his family being a part of that, we have felt like a part of the family. And so I think, you know, today on this day in which we are sending healing, positive vibes, we are one collective family here for another family member and just wishing him the absolute best.
Absolutely. And we are wishing the best to Tiger Woods, his family, the people closest to him, that they get the strength they need in this time and that things continue to progress in what sounds like is a positive direction after Tiger Woods was involved in a single car accident this morning that had him in surgery, now being transported. And we'll continue on ESPN Radio to keep you updated on information surrounding this crash, surrounding this accident, as it becomes available. Our thanks to all of our reporters that helped us out and joined in to lend us some of that insight today. Spain and Fitz are going to take over on here on ESPN Radio and keep you updated on everything Tiger Woods related next.
Thanks for listening to Chinay and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.